WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Plenty of election news to recap, but first, a big problem in Bethesda that could affect your drive-in this morning. A big water main break right on Rockville Pike at Cedar Lane near Walter Reed. One southbound lane of Rockville Pike is getting by, but repairs are likely to take all day, says Lynn Riggins with WSSC.
We're already moving into repair mode, which is good. Traffic-wise this morning, there's one southbound lane open. So one southbound lane is getting by the work zone. All northbound lanes are open.
Riggin says the immediate problem for the work crews is they don't know precisely where the water main break is yet. Now, to the Maryland primary election results, it was an ugly race with endless attack ads and identity politics coming into the forefront. But in the end, Congressman Chris Van Hollen enjoyed a big victory in the Democratic primary for U.S. Senate.
Diving into presidential politics in his victory speech, Congressman Chris Van Hollen says Donald Trump's values are not Maryland's values.
Winning the White House is not enough. We've got to take the majority in the United States Senate.
And he's honoring the person who held the seat he wants for the last 30 years.
Barbara Mikulski. She understood you never forget the people back home in our neighborhoods and communities.
Van Hollen now takes on Republican State Delegate Kathy Shalaga in the general election, who's been trying to catch a bit of Larry Hogan's magic. At Van Hollen headquarters in Bethesda, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Kathy Shalaga did indeed win the Republican nomination.
You'll find that I am a hardworking, a blue-collar style woman from Baltimore County who loves to listen to voters and citizens and meet them. So we'll be continuing to work across our great state to get out there into the community and hear from voters.
Jamie Raskin won the Democratic primary in Maryland's 8th congressional district. He'll meet Republican Dan Cox in the November general election. Anthony Brown won in the 4th. He'll face Republican George McDermott in the fall. No big surprise in yesterday's 5 primary contest. Donald Trump solidified his lead in the GOP side.
This is a far bigger win than we even expected. All 5. And that's something that's really...
Donald Trump at Trump Tower in New York, claiming victory in Pennsylvania, Maryland, Delaware, Connecticut, and Rhode Island primaries. Trump delivered off-the-cuff remarks and took some questions, proclaiming himself the presumptive nominee, even as Kasich and Cruz continue the fight.
As far as I'm concerned, it's over. These two guys cannot win. There's no path.
Bob Costantini, Baltimore.
On the Democratic side, not quite a clean sweep for Hillary Clinton over Bernie Sanders, but she is sounding more and more like she has the nomination.
Wow!
It was a raucous celebration at the Philadelphia Convention Center last night.
Thank you, Pennsylvania!
One by one, as the projected wins came in, the crowd grew louder. Hillary Clinton turned her attention toward the summer.
We're going to come back to Philadelphia for the Democratic National Convention.
Well, in West Virginia, Sanders made it clear that no one should count him out at this point. Anyone who was hoping for Sanders to call it quits last night was disappointed. Steve Kastenbaum, Philadelphia.
Severe weather led to reports of hail and tornadoes across the Midwest yesterday.
The National Weather Service received more than 250 reports of large hail from Texas to West Virginia. Here in Fort Worth, some people parked under an overpass to protect their cars.
We're just trying to get under protection because there's supposed to be major hail. And yeah, every time there's a hail, we always come under bridges. And this is the most people we've ever had, so we're having trouble. And then we found this spot.
Cars lined up 4 across at this interchange. Some parked an hour before the storm arrived. But the National Weather Service never did receive a report of hail within 50 miles of Fort Worth. Alan Skaya, Fort Worth.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,990, the Nasdaq at 48,88. Sports, the Nationals' home winning streak is over as they fall to the Phillies. The Orioles lose to the Rays again, and the Wizards introduce Scott Brooks as their new head coach today. WMAL News Time 6:04, up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
If you're looking for PC,
them's the facts.
You're not looking for CP.
They may not be politically correct, but that's the way it is.
Chris Plant.
9 to noon.
On Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
The Big Screen Store's Big 20. It's our 20th anniversary celebration. Buy a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $9.99. Wow. $9.99. Furnishing that new home theater? Take a big 20% off our exclusive cinema seating and home theater furniture. All available in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. How about big sound? Take a big 20% off Samsung soundbars. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation, second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your TV warranty free. Big Screen Store's big 20th anniversary. Now that's a big 20. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Need your house cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to joehadid.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a tough trip heading in through town. Three-car crash still. They're working to try to clean this. Southbound 295 right near Benning Road. Big delays out of Riverdale off the BW Parkway beginning near 410. And the same story with 50 as you try to push in through Chevrolet. So everybody hung up to try to get past this crash on 295 South. Now let's go northbound 5. Accident activity after Cedarville Road. That's as you're heading toward the Brandywine Crossing area. Watch for police direction. Virginia 95, we've been struggling with this crash in Aquia, but it looks like, again, everything to the left shoulder. Northbound 95 jammed to get past 610. Next set of delays you'll hit briefly in Woodbridge and again in Newington. For 66 commuters, you're seeing two accidents now in Centerville. First one on the right shoulder, second one left shoulder, but with that, a lot of activity, flashing lights, slowing the trip. On the Bethesda stretch on 355 southbound inside the Beltway at Cedar Lane, water main break activity, one left lane gets by. Northbound lanes are open. Options for you on Georgetown Road, Connecticut Avenue to start thinking about ways to get into work this morning. Right now, you get by without too much delay. Traffic update is brought to you by Pella Windows. Home improvement season starts with Pella Window and Door Sale. Get $300 off per window, $350 off per door, or 0% APR for 24 months. Exclusions apply. Visit WashingtonDC'sWindowSales.com or call 877-769-8392. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperature's pretty tricky. We are approaching 70 degrees in the mid-70s around midnight. Now temperatures will fall off today, cloudy, and probably staying in the low 60s all day. If we're not there, we will be. Mostly cloudy sky continues through the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidger from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 61 in Herndon, 57 in Rockville, 59 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Pella Windows. Did New Jersey's first lady roll her eyes at Donald Trump during his speech? Watch the video and you decide at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630. WMAL.
6:08 on a busy commuting morning today. That water main break there on Rockville Pike is something we are paying very close attention to. Jamie Witten, of course, will give us updates every 10 minutes on the Fives. Keep it right here. We are right there with you on this nasty commute in. Also later this morning, 6:35, bottom of this hour, David Martosco, Daily Mail, will give us a recap of last night's primaries across the Eastern Corridor. 7:35 brings us KT McFarland about a big foreign policy speech from the Trumpster today. At 8:05, Todd Eberle, Maryland political analyst, gives us the breakdown on the big Maryland races. And then at 8:35, Daniel Hawes of Nova Armory about his lawsuit over the closing of his gun shop. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
I consider myself the presumptive nominee.
Was Donald Trump last night. He says, I consider myself the presumptive nominee, and he says he did very well last night, and it's time for the other guys to get out. Donald Trump prevails in Maryland, their own backyard, Delaware, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Rhode Island. He racks up more delegates. He now stands at 950 delegates. He says, it's all over. I'm the presumptive nominee. And while this was a very good night for Donald Trump, let's not sugarcoat it. He had a great night.
It does not quite make him the presumptive nominee. It's not quite over yet. I think those decisions will come when we get to Indiana and California, but it is a good night. 950 delegates, and Ted Cruz and John Kasich pretty much took a low-profile approach last night. Hillary Clinton won all of those states except for Rhode Island, and Bernie Sanders prevailed there. She's well on her march to become the presumptive nominee of the Democratic Party. It doesn't look like there's any way at this point that Sanders can prevail, at least the way things look right now. By the way, Donald Trump said of Hillary Clinton last night that if she was a man, she wouldn't get 5% of the vote. And suggested that Hillary Clinton is playing the woman card. And here's what Hillary said about that.
Mr. Trump accused me of playing the, quote, woman card. Well, if fighting for women's health care and paid family leave and equal pay is playing the woman card, then deal me in.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm sorry. It's just painful.
Didn't she accuse Donald the Republicans of yelling at each other the other day? These Republicans, all they're doing is yelling and screaming, and that's no way to... What does she
and
do?
And equal pay is playing the woman card, then deal me in.
Oh, it hurts me. It hurts my ears. Man, it really does hurt my ears. I'm trying not to be that way, but it does.
Yeah, we don't want people to turn away here.
Yeah, okay. So, look, we also had some congressional races of note around here, and then some really interesting turn of events here. Let's go to the Maryland Senate race. Chris Van Hollen will become the Democratic nominee. He defeated Donna Edwards, and we hear a little bit of that. Is this Donna Edwards or is this Chris Van Hollen? Here's Van Hollen declaring victory last night.
Winning the White House is not enough. We've got to take the majority in the United States Senate.
And so there you go. He's ready to take the Senate. He will be the Democratic nominee. Donna Edwards, not happy. Not happy with the Democratic Party. She says that they have played race politics. Mm-hmm. And that she said at one point, you know, you can't lock arms as Democrats and walk across the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama, and also, declare that you are, you know, the party of inclusion.
It takes more than just walking over a bridge.
That's right.
I can't then exclude her. That's pretty great. There was a lot of identity politics on the Democrat side. And it's funny, you know, I've noticed a lot of reporters, a lot of journalists all around town just sort of throwing that off, saying, in a race that showed, lots of money being raised and plenty of identity politics, Chris Van Hollen has beaten Donna Edwards. I wonder if they ever used the term identity politics when Barack Obama won in 2008 against John McCain or in 2012 against Mitt Romney. I wonder if they're going to use the term identity politics when Hillary Clinton runs against a male candidate at the end of this year when she's the nominee. They're only okay using the term identity politics when it's Democrat versus Democrat, and it's a Democrat they like, Chris Van Hollen.
Yeah, well, Chris Van Hollen did well last night, and he will face Maryland delegate Kathy Salega in November, and that should be a very interesting race. Is Salega going to try to tap into the popularity of Governor Hogan, see if she can prevail there?
Yeah, and we're hoping to get Kathy Salega on at some point in the first couple of days here after her win, and my first question to her is, now, how do you pronounce your name?
Yeah, that's right.
No, really, is it Salega? Is it Zalega? Is it Shalega?
Like, I don't know.
All right, see, that's we got to get through that.
But that's who we're talking about. Salega, I think it is.
Shalega.
All right, so in the congressional race for the 8th District, this is the one that caught my eye, and I did not see this coming. I got to tell you, I thought I had this all figured out, but I was completely wrong. State Senator Jamie Raskin will become the Democratic nominee. He defeated millionaire David Trone and former TV anchorwoman Kathleen Matthews. They had a lot of money in there. I mean, Trone may have spent as much as $8 or $12 million of his own money, maybe $20 million between Trone and Kathleen Matthews spent in this particular race for this congressional seat, and Jamie Raskin didn't even come close to that, and he prevails. He is the nominee for the Democrats in the 8th Congressional District, and he will face Republican David Cox in the fall. Now, in the Congressional 4th District, it was former Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown prevailing over Glenn Ivey, the PG County State's Attorney, and he will face George McDermott, the Republican, in the fall. I just like to point out, in that particular Congressional District, the Democrats usually prevail because Democrats outnumber Republicans Republicans 4-1 in that particular congressional district.
Oh, man. Although, statewide, Larry Hogan won, and the numbers aren't too different there statewide. I find it fascinating that Kathleen Matthews didn't win this, and I'm actually, you know, listen, I pretty much disagree with everything Jamie Raskin stands for politically, but he stands for what he stands for. You know, and he's walked the walk and talked the talk and cast the votes and represented that congressional district. Mm-hmm. And everyone assumed, we both assumed, everybody assumed, that Kathleen Matthews, with her deep pockets and Clinton connections and media connections with Chris Matthews, would roll in. Or David Trone might be able to steal it with all the money
that he
brought in.
All the money spent on the campaign.
And you know what? The Democrats in Montgomery County, they said, you know what? Raskin's our person because he's a crazy left-wing lunatic.
Well, he's also a state
and by the way, we welcome State Senator Raskin here onto the show. We'd love to discuss it with
him. As a state senator, though, he had some kind of political operation. He knew how to run the campaign. He had done it before. He had connections in the community. I think it points to the fact, you make a good point, but I think it also points to the fact that a candidate with a good organization can outmaneuver a candidate that has a lot of money but no organization.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's yesterday's big Maryland primary.
There you go. You got it all right there in one little encapsulated moment.
And there's going to be plenty more analysis too. In a moment, we want to hear from you if vaping helps adults get off cigarettes but encourages teens to start vaping and potentially start smoking cigarettes. Are you still on board with vaping? If you're a proponent of vaping, does it give you pause to learn that a new study shows it does encourage it amongst teens? We want your calls on that. We'll give you more details in a moment. But first, it's 6:15, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5's, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Water main break in Bethesda. So here's what you need to know. Southbound on 355 inside the Beltway at Cedar Lane, they are allowing one lane to get by. Now, it's better than being all closed like it had been initially, but this isn't great news. Just one lane, 355 inside the Beltway going southbound. All northbound lanes are open. Now I am seeing delays starting to form right as you pass Pooks Hill Road. So options, alternates you might want to keep in mind. Old Georgetown Road off the Beltway or Connecticut Avenue to try to avoid the water main break activity on 355. Tough trip getting into town this morning still with the accident activity. DC 295 south at Benning Road. Just one lane gets by. Jammed back at the Beltway for the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and 50 delays. Quite intense. Now, let's go northbound 5 as you head out of Waldorf for Brandywine. Accident activity after Cedarville Road. And it looks like now they have that cleared out of the travel lanes. And on 66, we're checking out two separate accidents in Centerville, both on the shoulder. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be a colder day today than the last couple of days, and it'll be cloudy, high in the low to mid-60s, and cloudy pretty much all day. Tonight remains cloudy with a low near 55, and tomorrow we might have occasional rain showers, probably about a 60% chance of rain tomorrow with a high of 64. Right now it's 63 degrees at 617.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from McCarthy. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
I have been a big proponent of vaping. I think vaping is a godsend for people who have been trying hard to quit smoking. I know people in my personal life who swear by vaping, and it's been a fantastic therapeutic way for them to quit smoking in a very safe way. That said, and it's been proven, by the way, studies show, yes, it absolutely helps adults get off cigarettes. However, there's a new study out today out of the Center for Disease Control that says it does actually encourage or bring in teens to the vaping world that otherwise wouldn't have been in that world. And then from vaping, many of those teens then end up smoking cigarettes. Now, there's no way to know if those teens would have smoked cigarettes anyway. Obviously, every year, new teens are introduced to cigarettes from one way or another, and they start smoking. Whether they are now doing it in higher numbers because of vaping or not, they don't know that. But they do know that vaping does bring teens into this world. So I ask you, if you are like me, if you are a proponent of vaping, and you think it's a good thing, do you still think it's a good thing if you know that it actually encourages teenagers to come into this world? Or do you think the fact that it now may be a gateway for teenagers that actually negates whatever benefits vaping brings? 888-630-9625. A lot of people have strong feelings about vaping. I'd love to hear your opinion. 888-630-WMAL. I still stand by vaping. I think that it's and you just kind of heard me sort of reveal my hand. It's really hard to know whether these teens would have smoked or not. There's not an increased number of teenage smokers. All this study shows is that, yes, teens are coming into vaping first, and then they are moving on to cigarettes. Those teens could have actually gone right on to cigarettes as well. I still think that the therapeutic benefits of vaping are absolutely outweigh whatever downside there is.
Well, here's what we do know. A CDC, a Centers for Disease Control Center, Center for Disease CDC, found that three, I can't remember what that initial stands for, 3 million middle and high school students used e-cigarettes. 3 million, and that's up from 2.5 million in 2014. So that was last year. 3 million kids start vaping or using the e-cigarettes. And we know from previous surveys that if you are a kid who has tried e-cigarettes, you are more than twice as likely to try traditional cigarettes. So it does appear that it, you know, in some way it is a gateway to tobacco, and that's a real concern. So, I mean, on one hand, you say, well, adults who are smoking are getting off, but on the other hand, kids who might not have smoked cigarettes because they have vaped because they thought it was safe, then become smokers of tobacco, well, that's not a good thing. So it's sort of a wash in that regard. I really think that I'm in favor of these laws that say you ought to apply the same kind of standards to vaping that you do for the sale of tobacco products. And that ought to be the way it is. And a lot of places, they're trying to pass such legislation. Some places, they already have. And I would say simply that's the solution here. At least give kids time to mature a little bit so they can make good decisions about it and not jump in because it looks cool, as was always the case with cigarettes. Kids start smoking because it looks cool. Well, now they think that vaping looks cool. And I'm just in my own anecdotal evidence, and then just my observation as I just go through life in my little world, I see a lot of kids vaping. I'm surprised at how many kids are vaping. It seems to be more prevalent than I would have suspected.
What do you think, John, in Mechanicsville? We'll start with you.
Center for Disease Control.
You're on WMAL. Hey, John.
Hey, good morning.
What do you think?
Hey, real quick, just wanted to throw my 2 cents in. 2.5 years ago, I had smoked Marlboro Reds for over 25 years. I started vaping, put the cigarettes down, and haven't picked up a cigarette since. I only hope that the vaping, you know, in the long term isn't as dangerous as cigarettes, but, you know, we'll find out. But that's about it. It does definitely help get off smoking.
Let me ask you this. Are you vaping on a regular basis, and do you vape as much as you used to smoke?
Yes.
And are you vaping a tobacco-based fluid? Or a nicotine-based fluid?
It does have nicotine in the fluid, a low amount of nicotine in it, yes.
But it's not tobacco-based. Okay, John, thank you. And does it give you pause to think that this may be an entry point for teenagers? Does that worry you?
No, not at all.
All right.
I mean, people are going to do what they're going to do. I was a teenager. I did what I was going to do, whether it's smoke or drink or whatever the case may be, and
gotcha.
They're going to do what they're going to do one way or another.
All right, and now that vaping exists, it's been able to get you off those bad habits. All right, John, thanks for that. I want to hear more from you. Jacob in Harper's Ferry, you stay right there. More of this in a moment at 6:22.
Overwhelmed or fed up with investing for retirement all on your own? Adam Bold, Denny Smith, and Andy Smith can help. Every Saturday on the Mutual Fund Show at noon.
Great news here from Zero Res, the company I use to have my carpets deep cleaned, left looking brand new and smelling fresh. They also clean hardwood and laminate floors as well as upholstery, tile, and grout. And trust me, Zero Res knows the right way to clean. They use green, non-toxic products safe for you, your kids, your pets, and they leave no residue behind. That's what I love about them. When your friends come over, they're going to see your floors and countertops, and they're going to ask if they're new, and you'll be able to say, yeah, sure, yeah, they're new, but you'll know it's because of Zero Res. They clean so well, everything looks new. Well, here's the good news. They're offering the biggest sale of the year right now for WMAL listeners. Zero Res will give you 20% off any of their cleanings. 20% off. Minimums apply on that, so book now. Call 703-382-1221. Spring cleaning, right? That's what you're doing? Well, let Zero Res be part of your spring cleaning. 703-382-1221. Again, 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Spell it forwards. Spell it backwards. It's still the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, and April is the height of the spring real estate market. People ask us all the time, how can you charge so little? I reply, why are the others still charging so much? Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, We've already saved our clients over $2.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
What comes before the first kiss or the first I love you? Well, the first date, of course, and every relationship starts with an introduction. That's where the first date specialists at It's Just Lunch come in. Here's how it works. You'll meet with your matchmaker. Mine was Kim, and she was awesome. You'll sit down, she'll get to know you, and find out exactly what you're looking for in a dating partner. Then, she'll hand-select quality matches from the It's Just Lunch exclusive membership base. She'll pre-screen those matches. She'll handle the logistics, even book the reservations. It's an absolute piece of cake. Why overcomplicate things with online dating services? Ditch your laptop for a tabletop. I can tell you firsthand, you'll meet some great people and you'll go on some quality dates. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today. Be dating tomorrow.
625, now WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Pretty bad, huh, Jamie?
Well, we have a couple things going on. I first want to give Virginia commuters a heads up on the Beltway in the Tysons area for a crash. Two left lanes are blocked on the outer loop southbound side of the Beltway as you come up to Route 7. So you want to stay to the right, just slowly creeping by here. Delays just south of the toll road. 66 had two separate accidents in the Centerville area, both on the shoulder, but both causing delays because a lot of flashing lights, tow trucks, police there, you know the drill. North on 95 in Stafford, still bunched up to get past 610. However, that crash now finally cleared out of the travel lanes. Volume building on 395. Now, let's go with the water main break into Bethesda. 355 southbound. I'm looking at delays now just starting to build just inside the Beltway. The crash up ahead at Cedar Lane as you head toward NIH. I mean, the water main break. Only the left lane gets by. So start to plan for alternates. Old Georgetown Road off the Beltway or possibly Connecticut Avenue as well. DC 295 south at Benning, still just a mess with a three-car crash. Update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cooler temperatures on the way. If anything, temperatures fall a little bit, and we hold. If we're in the low 60s this morning, we'll probably stay there throughout the day with a cloudy sky. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 degrees, 627 on WMAL.
Allow me just to make one little correction. We always want to try to get it right here on Mornings on the Mall, and this is simply my inability to read my own writing. In the Congressional 8th District, it will be Jamie Raskin versus Dan Cox. I said David, and I apologize for that error. Dan Cox. Cox is the Republican who will face Jamie Raskin in November.
And we look forward to having both candidates here on
absolutely.
Mornings on the Mall on a regular basis leading up to the general election.
Dan.
Jacob and Harper's Ferry, real fast, we're talking about this vaping thing. It helps adults, but it might bring teens into the smoking world. What do you say, Jacob?
Good morning, gentlemen. I think vaping is stupid, and the reason why is it seems like the kids these days that are doing it don't have any respect for people around them. They're walking around stores. They're, you know, at areas that they shouldn't be doing it. They have these big old machines that they're taking their puffs and, you know, just letting it go. And I guess they think that because it's vaping, it's okay. I mean, I was at a funeral and there was numerous kids, you know, older, they're millennials, vaping during the funeral.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's a little classless, certainly, Jacob. I agree with you, but not dangerous. I just want to repeat that and not that we know of based on current studies. 628 on WMAO.
Okay, everyone, Mother's Day is next week. Do you know what you're getting for your mom? If you're looking for the perfect gift, check out this sweet deal from Sherry's Berries. Right now, you can get their famous freshly dipped gourmet berries starting at $19.99. I was so excited to see this deal because Sherry's Berries have become a big tradition in my family. We all love them. You have never seen dipped berries like these. They're huge, sweet, juicy, and covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. And right now, they're starting at $19.99. That's amazing. Plus, you can pick your delivery date and the berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh, delicious, and beautifully packaged. My mom is going to be super excited when she gets her Sherry's Berries, and I bet your mom will be too. Hurry, because Mother's Day is next week, and this incredible deal ends this Friday.
The only way to get this amazing offer is to go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 200. That's berries.com, special code 200.
Shipping charges not included. Customer satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Hey, DC, guess which airline added more nonstop flights than any other out of Reagan National last year? Okay, here's a hint. It's the only airline that doesn't try and stick you with hidden fees. Nothing? Here's another clue. Its colors are red, blue, and yellow, and it saves you tons of green. For more clues, go to southwest.com. More nonstops than ever, zero hidden fees. That's transparency.
Based on comparing schedules published as of 2/12/16 via DOME for year-end 4/2015 to year-end 4/2016.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by David Martosko of the Daily Mail to give us his take on yesterday's primaries all across the Northeastern Corridor. But first, it's the news with Bill Thompson.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A major water main break in Bethesda is making the commute harder for some this morning. It's on Rockville Pike at Cedar Lane, but WSSE's Lynn Riggin says one problem they've had so far this morning is finding the actual break.
We have an idea of where the break is, but we don't know exactly where it is, so we're actually turning some water on right now, putting some water in the pipe so we can pinpoint exactly where the leak is so we know exactly where to dig.
At this hour, only one lane of southbound Rockville Pike is open. The northbound side at Cedar Lane, all lanes are open. There was plenty of momentum last night for the Republican frontrunner.
One by one, they went in the Donald Trump column. Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, and Rhode Island. A 5-for-5 primary night for Trump. With the wins, he extends the delegate count to 950. Up next, the Indiana primary on Tuesday. Today, Trump delivers a foreign policy speech in Washington.
Correspondent Jerry Barmash. Meanwhile, it was another big night for Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton, but her chief rival isn't ready to toss in the towel yet.
Bernie Sanders spoke before Rhode Island was called for his win column. He still faces long mathematical odds, but looked ahead to May and June contests. Hillary Clinton won the biggest Democratic prize of the night in Pennsylvania. Now the race hones in on Indiana, which votes next Tuesday, May 3rd.
Correspondent Karen Kafa. In the U.S. Senate race in Maryland this fall, it'll be Democrat Chris Van Hollen against Republican Kathy Shalega. In the 8th Congressional District, the race to succeed Van Hollen in the House will feature Democrat Jamie Raskin against Republican Dan Cox. In the 4th District, to succeed Donna Edwards, Democrat Anthony Brown will take on Republican George McDermott in the fall. Incumbent Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings, Andy Harris, John Sarbanes, and Dutch Ruppersberger all coasted to easy primary victories. Lawyers for former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell go before the U.S. Supreme Court today to make their case for the ex-governor, who's hoping the High Court will throw out his corruption conviction and sentence. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,990, the NASDAQ at 48,88. Sports, the Phillies stop the Nationals, the Rays take another one from the Orioles, and Scott Brooks is being introduced today as the Wizards' new head coach. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings of the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Your retirement is on your mind. Will your retirement years be financially secure? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Back by popular demand is one of my most popular seminars, Preparing for Retirement. Make sure you're doing everything right for your retirement years. The seminar will show you how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, how to get the most from Social Security, and how to make sure your assets are protected and distributed as you want. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these so you can enjoy a comfortable and successful retirement. The seminar comes to Loudoun County and Alexandria Tuesday and Wednesday, May 10th and 11th, both 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7070. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7070. That's proflowers.com, secret code 7070.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet, then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month and ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 5/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to 1 voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
6:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Finally, a change for the better. DC 295 southbound. That long-standing crash involved 3 cars near Benning Road. Finally gone. All lanes have been reopened. However, big delays, and that'll continue most likely through the rush hour. Out of Greenbelt, before the Beltway, BW Parkway slow, and I mean jam, crawling, making your trip in through Riverdale, down toward the exit to go onto 295 South. 50 delays back at the Beltway as well, so get ready for extra time through that stretch for sure. On Route 4, as you head toward the Beltway near Woodyard and Dower House Road below speed, DC 295 northbound, leaving the Beltway past the Naval Research Lab, were hung up. 66 had 2 separate accidents in Centerville. They were both to the shoulder. Virginia Beltway now reduced to just 1 left lane block with the crash on the outer loop southbound at Route 7. So stay to the right to get by heading through Tyson's. And in Bethesda, delays now back at the Beltway for the water main break southbound 355 at Cedar Lane. 1 left lane gets by. Northbound lanes are open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds with us. Cooler temperatures now. Boundaries sinking south. The clouds will stick with us with mild weather this morning, but really relatively cool for this time of year for the daytime high, because it's probably going to occur this morning as it'll be in the low 60s, probably stay in the 60s all day. Cloudy tonight, mid-50s, occasional rain showers, mid-60s for tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stijic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 61 in Herndon, 57 in Rockville, 59 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. 637 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Your big post-Acela primary coverage continues here. 735, KT McFarland will join us. She'll give us a preview of a huge speech by Donald Trump today on national security that many people are saying could be a game changer for his campaign. 805 brings us Todd Eberle, political analyst in the state of Maryland, to talk about the Senate and congressional races in the primary yesterday. And then at 835, Daniel Hawes of Nova Armory to talk about his efforts to sue a whole bunch of people over the closing of his gun shop in Virginia. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
I consider myself the presumptive nominee, absolutely. I mean,
That was Donald Trump last night declaring himself the presumptive nominee. Of course, it was a good night for Donald Trump. We won't deny that. Joining us on the line right now, David Martorsko, who is the U.S. political editor for the DailyMail.com. David, good morning to you. I understand you're on a train as we speak.
I'm not on the Acela. I'm on the regional train, so thankfully I don't have to worry about how to pronounce it.
Yeah, because apparently you heard that.
Yeah,
huh?
A lot of people having trouble with that. All right, so Donald Trump says he's the presumptive nominee. Is he indeed, or is there still a pathway for Ted Cruz and Kasich to block him from getting 1,237 delegates?
Well, I think it's fair to say he's the presumptive nominee. I think it'll be fairer to say he's the the locked-down nominee, basically, after Indiana. If Trump wins Indiana and the winner-take-all contest there, it's functionally over. Right now, the only path that Ted Cruz or John Kasich has is to block him in Indiana, nibble around the edges in California, and keep him maybe 30 delegates shy. But even at that point, there are going to be enough unpledged delegates in Cleveland, who, you know, people who arrive without a horse to back, that he can get over the top. And a lot of those unpledged delegates are people who Trump functionally won last night in Pennsylvania. There were 54 of those folks, and I think he's going to get at least 35 to 40 of them. So I just don't see a path forward for anybody other than Trump at this point.
Yeah, I mean, nobody can clinch except Trump, but I mean, that's not really the game for Kasich and for Cruz right now, is it?
No, obviously the game is to get to a second, third, fourth, or fifth ballot, but again, Trump doesn't have to arrive in Cleveland with 1,237 delegates. He's got to arrive in Cleveland with a way to get to 1,237. And between what he's going to show up with, bound delegates-wise, and the unbound delegates he can add to that when he gets there in Ohio, I just, honestly, before yesterday, I would have said he's 60-40 to win it on the first ballot. Now I'd say it's about 80-20.
When you say those unpledged delegates will arrive in Cleveland without having a bound to any candidate, will they be arriving in Cleveland on a private 757 with gold-plated toilets?
No. For the record, I've been on that plane. Think that's gold-plated, not the toilet.
You're good to know.
Well, there you go.
Come on, you know. But it's real. I mean, Donald Trump is now making this effort to woo these delegates, and he can woo them with, well, with anything. He could give them memberships to his golf clubs if he wants.
You know, to be fair to him, and I know that's not a very popular parlor game, but to be fair to Donald Trump for just a moment here, he's actually gone out of his way to say he's not going to do that. I don't really think anybody is going to spend a lot of money wooing delegates. I don't think it's fair to say, you know, Ted Cruz is whining and dining anybody. They're just having meetings backstage. And also, I don't think Trump is going to show up with a 757. I think what's going to happen is he's going to woo them with the same kind of inducements that are usually used. Policy platform crumbs here and there. Maybe, you know, the odd, you know, low-level administration post, if it comes to that. But I don't think he's going to be, you know, flying people on $10,000 trips anywhere.
Well, and just so I can clarify, first of all, it is a fine parlor game here, to be fair to Donald Trump. I think we're pretty fair. And also, I don't think it's a bad thing. I mean, back in 76, Gerald Ford gave some of those delegates who were thinking about voting for Ronald Reagan, he gave them trips on Air Force One. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It's the way the game is played. There's no, it's not an issue.
Well, Air Force One is one thing once you're president, but in terms of using your private inducements, that is a little bit different. Ultimately speaking, obviously, we've got to decide what to do, but Trump, I think, would lose a lot of cachet if he showed up throwing his money around. You know, he's got to be better than that at this point. If he's gonna lead the party, if he's gonna show up and say I'm a serious guy, he can't all of a sudden start, you know, dragging $100 bills through the lobby of the Quicken Loans Arena. It just can't happen that way.
All right, so let's talk about Hillary. You know, Donald, by the way, said last night that if Hillary were a man, he wouldn't get 5% of the vote, and suggested that the only thing she's got going for her is that she's playing the woman card. And she said, well, no, that's not the case. But, I mean, does he have any kind of point? Is that her major strength right now among Democratic voters, that she's a woman?
Well, I don't think that's going to fly in the general election, but I think right now when he's trying to close the deal among Republicans, the big question for Republicans is, can he beat Hillary, can be aggressive with her? And I think to a certain extent, there are some Republicans who say, well, gosh, she's a woman, we can't touch her, we can't be mean to the girl and all that. And I think Trump's strategy is just to completely dismiss that point of view to begin with and say, I don't care if she's a woman, I don't care if she's a green Martian, we're going to beat her up on the merits. I was there last night. I was in the front row of that press conference within spitting distance of the guy. And at that moment where he said, oh, it's all she's got going for her, you know, if she were a man, she wouldn't get 5%. There was a certain amount of fire in his eyes, like he had been waiting for that moment. But that was a planned line. He knew exactly what he was going
to
say.
I want you to know, David, I think it's very instructive now to see him start to turn his focus on Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, by the way. This brilliant tweet where he said the Democrats had treated Bernie Sanders really unfairly. He should run as an independent. Yeah. It's kind of nice to see him focusing on the Democrats instead of fellow Republicans.
Well, I think that's, you're going to see a lot more of that. I mean, as he says, and he says all the time, I haven't even started on her yet. Yep. You know, just wait, just wait, just wait. And if you think Crooked Hillary is the nickname is the end of it, no, 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 that's just the beginning.
Oh, I'm
he's
sure.
going to bring up everything from Vince Foster to Whitewater and God knows what else. The Rose Law Firm billing records, I think, are going to turn up in a speech.
Yeah, right. Wouldn't be surprised.
Well, they've turned up in stranger places.
Yeah, and just like those documents, those Benghazi documents that showed up the other
David
day.
David Martesco, Daily Mail, enjoy your little trip on the Amtrak there. It's 6:43 on WMA. M-A-L. Traffic and weather coming up in just a minute.
L-O-L.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I won't argue with that.
Washington's Mall.
W-M-A-L.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hey, you know, Mother's Day is not that far off. It's, what is it? It's just like the 8th of May, just a few days off. And, you know, you want to make sure you show your mom that you appreciate her. You don't want to take her for granted.
Oh,
and
God, no.
No, you wouldn't want to do that. And here's one idea. Why don't you send her some Sherry's Berries? They are freshly dipped strawberries. I just had mine, by the way. Delicious. Starting at $19.99, plus shipping or double the berries for just $10 more if you know the secret code. Now, here's the wonderful thing about listening to Brian and Larry in the Mornings. Mm. We're your friends. We're your buddies. Mm-hmm. I'm going to share with you the secret code.
So it will not really be that secret.
That's right. It won't be any secret now. I'm letting the cat out of the bag, as it were. Go to berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in my name, Brian with an I, Wilson.
That's the secret.
That's it. And you're going to get these berries. I mean, mom's going to love them. I mean, milk, white and dark chocolatey goodness, topped with rich chocolate chips, chopped nuts, signature drizzle, huge, fresh, juicy, succulent strawberries. They're just delicious. They're just the best. Listen, go to berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in my name, Brian Wilson, and you get the deal. A limited-time offer and Mother's Day not that far off. Get after it.
6:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Whitten, right there in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. All right, let's do this on 355. It is messy. Water main break activity southbound 355 at Cedar Lane. Now this is inside the Beltway as you head up toward Walter Reed NIH area, and only one left lane gets by. So southbound 355, I'm looking at delays now from the Beltway. Past Pooks Hill Road, narrowed down to one lane as you get down towards Cedar Lane. Northbound lanes are open, however, so if you head out to the Beltway, you're okay. Thinking about options and alternates for the morning commute, Old Georgetown Road, that works through Bethesda. Connecticut Avenue out of Kensington off the Beltway, I want to think about that as well. Virginia Beltway, we have a crash in the Tysons area. Outer loop as you approach Route 7, stay to the right to get by. They were blocking one left lane here just a few moments ago. DC 295, we're so happy that finally the accident's cleared, but you really need to plan for extra time. 295 south of Benning Road now with all lanes open. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds with us, cooler temperatures now, boundaries sinking south. The clouds will stick with us with mild weather this morning, but really relatively cool for this time of year for the daytime high, because it's probably going to occur this morning. As it'll be in the low 60s, probably stay in the 60s all day. Cloudy tonight, mid-50s, occasional rain showers, mid-60s for tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 degrees in the nation's capital at 647.
Providing the care you need, when you need it, is Inova's primary concern. You can count on our 20-plus primary care locations throughout Northern Virginia. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at Inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
Yesterday afternoon, the White House went on lockdown because there was yet another White House fence jumper. It turned out the president was in no danger at all, and this was not a fault of the Secret Service sleeping on the job. In fact, they handled the situation promptly. But what's interesting about this fence jumper is, what his actual intentions were.
He wasn't like making a political statement.
No, listen to the report from ABC 7.
Well, the White House briefly went into lockdown after a man jumped the fence. The Secret Service says he was a robbery suspect running from a crime scene Tuesday afternoon. He was arrested after climbing a fence by the Eisenhower Executive Office Building along 17th Street. The White House lockdown lasted about 30 minutes.
Now, it's hard for me to relate to the criminal mind, Brian Wilson.
No, because you're an honest man.
I try to walk the straight and narrow.
Right.
I wouldn't rob anyone or a store or a bank or anything like that. But if I were to do that, and I was fleeing...
I mean, but you did rob the cradle once.
I was fleeing a police chase, and I'm like trying to get away from the cops. Before I hop a fence... Mm. Down near the Eisenhower Building off Pennsylvania Avenue.
You're still thinking about that, aren't you?
I might want to check what fence I'm hopping. I mean, what the heck is this guy thinking? All the cops can't catch me here. I'll just hop this fence and they can't follow me here.
He didn't happen to notice which fence he was jumping? How do you not know that?
Wouldn't you sort of pre-screen your getaway ahead of time and make sure that you're not walking into the most secure
building
two blocks
in the
entire free world? But that's what this guy did, and they got him. Imagine that. Oh, I'm finally going to get away. All I got to do is get over this fence. The dogs start coming, and they got this poor guy, or not poor guy. He's, this is the Darwin effect in
you
full measure.
You picked the wrong fence to jump today, buddy.
Right, so if you are going to be committing a crime down near the White House, please make your getaway toward Georgetown, I think, would be the better direction. Yeah, end up in the canal. It's 6:49 on WMAL, your CNBC Business Report coming up in just a moment.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Eliminate distractions while you're driving. If you take your eyes off the road for just 2 seconds, it doubles your chances of crashing. Children and bicyclists can be quick crossing the road unexpectedly or emerging suddenly between two parked cars. Reduce your risk by not using your cell phone or eating while driving. Always keep your eyes on the road and 2 hands on the steering wheel. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
1979. It was a good year for tube socks, feathered hair, and an even better year for cars. That's because 1979 was the year Jiffy Lube introduced the first drive-through service bay, bringing in a new era of convenient car care.
It's 35 years later, and we're still committed to finding more ways to serve you, which is why each of our over 2,000 locations keeps your vehicle records on file and uses the same vehicle information as your dealer. So join the 20 million people who have their vehicles serviced at Jiffy Lube and leave worry behind.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Lacombe Design. Springtime is here, and you know what that means. Baseball is back. The grills come out, and the burgers go on. Wrong! It means it's roofing season. More people replace their roofs in spring than any other time. Think about it. If the cold winter didn't finish off your roof, then maybe the rainy days ahead will. Now is the time. Having a successful spring is imperative to making 2016 another huge year for New Lacombe Design. If we don't have a strong spring, our whole year can fall flat on its face. To make certain that doesn't happen, I'm offering discounts on roofing. 30, 40, even 50% off your entire project. New Look is challenging the notion that you get what you pay for. Premium products, premium service for less money. That's our philosophy. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Get more, pay less.
Far, far away lies a mysterious place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected. No one orders from this warehouse, but oh, does it deliver. Shipments of fate sent to cause workplace injuries at small businesses everywhere. A shovel that causes a landscaper to trip and break his arm. A pair of scissors that lands on a florist's toe. A puddle of coffee that makes a waiter slip and fall. Is it fair? Is it stoppable? No. But when the unexpected strikes, The Hartford helps more than 1 million small businesses prevail. With workers' compensation, property and liability insurance. When the unexpected strikes, will you be ready? Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, and April is the height of the spring real estate market. People ask us all the time, how can you charge so little? I reply, why are the others still charging so much? Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $2.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
The National Mall, the epicenter of American opinion.
I didn't suffer to have my constitution trampled on.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I'm glad that you're speaking your mind instead of just sticking to the talking point.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Time to check in on Your Money with the CNBC Business Report. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen, Courtney Reagan. Hey, Courtney.
Good morning. Well, stock futures are pointing to a lower open on Wall Street today. We'll get the latest snapshot of the housing market this morning when we get reports on pending home sales and signed contracts to buy existing homes for March. They may show a dramatic slowdown. Then in the afternoon, the Fed will release a statement after wrapping up its meeting to set interest rates. No change is expected until at least June, despite a healthy job market and rising stock market. And the outgoing CEO of embattled drug maker Valiant Pharmaceuticals will tell the Senate Committee on Aging today that he was too aggressive and made mistakes in drastically hiking prices for several critical medicines. J. Michael Pearson will issue the unusual mea culpa on Capitol Hill for the business strategy that made Valiant an industry powerhouse, but also triggered a backlash against the Canadian drug maker. I'm Courtney Reagan, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Let's talk about Ted Britt Automotive for a moment. These guys, what a great dealership in Northern Virginia. They've got 7 locations, and they've been at it for 57 years. I can't stress enough how important that is. When you're buying your Ford truck, your Chevy truck, your beautiful Lincoln, you want to make sure that you've got some faith in the dealership that's handing you the keys to that beautiful new vehicle, right? And your relationship doesn't end there with the dealership, because you want to make sure that you're going to get the best service. They're going to stand by the car, the automotive, their vehicle. They're going to give you the best service in the future, right? And they're going to stand by their deal. And you want to keep coming back. And dealers want you to keep coming back. Well, when Ted Britt Automotive is able to fly their flag in Northern Virginia, which, by the way, a very discriminating consumer base there for your trucks and for your cars, when they can do that for 57 years, it tells you something about who they are. I want to tell you about their program called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees that your vehicle purchased by Ted Britt Automotive comes with a standard lifetime vehicle coverage. All new and pre-owned vehicles less than 100,000 miles gets taken care of. Standard. That's what I'm talking about. If you're in the market for a Chevy, Ford, or Lincoln, or if you just want to go schedule your next service, do it right now at Ted Britt Automotive, Sterling, Chantilly, Fairfax, or visit them at online, tedbritt.com.
It is now 6:55 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's begin in Alexandria. Crews responding to what sounds like a serious crash here on Duke Street at North Quaker Lane. So Duke Street, North Quaker Lane, watch for fire and rescue units, police arriving to the scene of that crash. On the northbound side of the Fairfax County Parkway, you should come up toward the Burke Center Parkway along the right for the crash. All right, they're trying to clear this crash off of the Virginia Beltway in Tysons, but we're struggling with some of these delays here growing from near the toll road to Route 7 where the left lane had been blocked. Water main break activity in Bethesda. Only one lane gets by inside the Beltway at Cedar Lane. Delays from the Beltway. Might want to use Connecticut Avenue as an option or alternate, and Old Georgetown Road, that would work as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds with us, cooler temperatures now, boundaries sinking south. The clouds will stick with us with mild weather this morning, but really relatively cool for this time of year for the daytime high, because it's probably going to occur this morning. As it'll be in the low 60s, probably stay in the 60s all day. Cloudy tonight, mid-50s, occasional rain showers, mid-60s for tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, we are looking at 63 degrees in the nation's capital at 6:57.
How well do you know your doctor's medical record?
It's like a big secret.
7 on Your Side iTeam investigator Josie Sturman reveals why so many malpractice suits remain hidden from you.
How many deaths do you think it should take before the board takes action?
Find out who's blocking you from the truth.
You put your life in that doctor's hand.
And why some doctors aren't disciplined if they get sued. Do no harm. Thursday on ABC 7 News at 11.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now, 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
I have a theory. If you listen to the campaigns of Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, America is a pretty awful place. Everybody doesn't like everybody else. Their theory is really to divide us as much as possible and unite us on a platform of it must be someone else's fault. It really has been the success of the left to get Americans to find some injustice and unite around defeating those who may have a different opinion. You don't think high school kids of the opposite sex should share a locker room? Well, you must be a bigot. You don't think the government should intervene in every part of your personal health care? Well, you're a selfish capitalist pig. Meanwhile, back in the real life, 20% of American families have no one employed in their family, and over 40 million are on food stamps. 94 million have opted to not work at all, an all-time high. Remember when the era of big government was dead? Apparently, it was just getting started. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Okay, everyone, Mother's Day is next week. Do you know what you're getting for your mom? If you're looking for the perfect gift, check out this sweet deal from Shari's Berries. Right now, you can get their famous freshly dipped gourmet berries starting at $19.99. I was so excited to see this deal because Shari's Berries have become a big tradition in my family. We all love them. You have never seen dipped berries like these. They're huge, sweet, juicy, and covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. And right now, they're starting at $19.99. That's amazing. Plus, you can pick your delivery date and the berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh, delicious, and beautifully packaged. My mom is going to be super excited when she gets her Shari's Berries, and I bet your mom will be too. Hurry, because Mother's Day is next week, and this incredible deal ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing offer is to go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 200. That's berries.com, special code 200.
Shipping charges not included. Customer satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Coming up on WMAL,
we'll be joined by the one, the only, KT McFarland.
And, well, get this, we're going to give you a whole recap of yesterday's primaries, including specifically here in Maryland. And we've got critter news coming up. Why would you go anywhere
else? It's a fan favorite.
WMAL.